the Lord to bless me in the delivery of it. I want the enemy to be rebuked, and I want our heart to be encouraged to press the battle on. All those songs that we were singing, and a lot of songs that we sing when we come to service, the songs were made by and through the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. And the way that that happens is somebody that was saved and living right, God put his hand upon them and blessed them to be able to pen those songs. And so we're blessed by those songs. But in order to have that kind of experience with the Lord, we have to come to a place where we love him. All right, so, and when I say love the Lord, and when we're talking about love in this message, we're talking about love versus obligation, or we're talking about love and obligation. And I'll get into that a little bit more in depth as we go along. But what God wants and what God has been dealing with me about over and over again, and he's showing me over and over again, is God wants a relationship with us, a personal relationship with us. And he wants us to love him to the point where we're not doing things out of obligation. That we're doing it because we love him. We're doing it because he first loved us. We're doing it because we like to do it. In other words, when there was a time in my life where I did not want to come to service. just be honest. Didn't want to come to service. Didn't want to sing. Didn't want to hear no preach word. Didn't want to be around the people of God. All right? And then even in salvation, we can be in a place where we're going through the motions, but we don't really have the love that we need to have for the Lord. So it's hard for us to serve God and to get the benefit of salvation because we don't have the proper love for God. All right, I'm getting ahead of myself and I'm getting wound up here. Y'all pray for me. God wants us to love him. And he created us for that purpose. I believe that the specific purpose for mankind creation above all other things was to love and worship God. Not because we have to, but because we want to. That's what God wants, you see. And so God is wanting to reveal himself to us in such a way that we begin to know him in a way that causes us to appreciate him and to love him. All right. But in order to have that relationship, then I've got to learn of him. I've got to know him. I've got to spend time with him. And then once I get to know him, you can't do nothing but love him. There ain't nothing else you can do. He's too good. God is too good to us. And I thank God for that. All right. So I want to talk about I want to clarify something I said earlier. So love can cause you to, and there's a word in the Bible that talks about the love of God constraineth us, all right? And that, there's a scripture there. But what love can do is it causes you to be, Lord help me, it almost makes you want to do certain things, right? And so you're not doing it because you have to. You're doing it because you love that person and you enjoy doing it. And you enjoy the blessing that they get from you doing it. You enjoy every facet of that interaction. All right. That's how God is with us. God looks at us with love and in kindness and compassion. He looks at us as our children. And then when he does things for us, it brings, if you allow me to say it this way, it brings joy to him and a smile to his face. All right. And so what God is trying to do for us is get us to a place where we feel that way about him as well. All right. And so Obligation. Let me break that down for us a little bit. Obligation is an act or course of action to which a person is morally or legally bound. All right. So what happens there is we enter into a relationship, husband and wife, and in the beginning we are jumping around. Like we're nobody's business. If she dropped a napkin on the floor before it hit the ground, we done dove and caught it before it hit the ground. And had, here, baby, I caught your napkin. You see what I'm saying? That's how we are. When we first, you stop me when I'm telling you something wrong now. When you first get in a relationship and you begin to have that love one for another, and that you get on the phone and you, I love you, baby. I love you too, baby. You can't hardly get off the phone one with another because you love each other, right? And you want to know all about one another, right? Why is that not that same love? Why is that not in our relationship with God? When you first get saved, you saving everybody else. You, not only are you saved, but you saving your friends and your friends' friends, and you ain't ashamed to tell nobody about the Lord because you know what he did for you, and you felt that love that God gave you and I. Is that not so? Okay, what happened to that? I'm not telling you don't have it, but I'm saying if you love somebody, could you love them more? And would that be wrong? Lord, help us. God don't want you barely making it to service barely on time. God don't want you barely being able to pray. God don't want you barely being able to spend time with him. God don't want that. God wants you to love him and serve him because you love him. You like to do it. You want to do it. You happy to do it. You be the first one at service if you can and the last one to leave. And you listening and trying to get all you can from the word of God and from the singing. And then you're looking for opportunities to be a blessing and a help to somebody in need. God has that for you and for me. He has that. Listen, he got that and that's what he wants from you and I. All right, so obligations, that obligation, that it comes in, if we're not careful, the enemy, now he's going to fight any lawful relationship, is he not? Any lawful relationship. So people, they say, well, all I got to do is worry about my wife or my husband, because that's my lawful relationship. I want to encourage you this evening that that's false. Every relationship that you have, God is wanting you to show Christ to that other person. Okay? And so the enemy is going to fight all of those relationships. Why? Because if you're showing Christ to them, that could help them along the way, couldn't it? That could cause them to want to know the God that you know and want to have a relationship with him like you do. So the devil is going to fight that. So the devil, what he does, he fights parents and children. Did y'all know that? But sometimes when your kid is being naughty or when they get on your nerves, now notice that that's two different things, see? When your kid being naughty, it could be the enemy is just getting on to them. And they need you to pray and be long-suffering with them instead of just whooping them all the time. I'm not saying they don't need whoopings because they do need whoopings. Let's just get that out there and get that clear right now. All right. But at the same time, sometimes what the enemy does to us is on the other side of it, we're way too irritable. We're way too wound up in the first place. So what they're doing is not as bad as what we think it is. And so we're overreacting. Where is the love? Love will make, even if I make a misstep as a parent or as a child, what does love do? It causes me to come back and say, wait a minute, I messed up there. And even though that's a little child, that's a human being, God loves that child. And so let me reach down and have mercy on that child and ask that child to forgive me. Is that right? Because you know what? The devil is fighting. He's fighting your relationship with your children, with your mother, with your father, with your sister, your brother, your co-workers, whoever you come in contact with. He does not want the love of God in that relationship. He doesn't. And so he's fighting that. And so what he wants you and I to do, I'm talking about God now, is get to a place in him where you got more love. And you don't have to, because what happens in a relationship, and we talked about it early, we're all in love, we're lovey-dovey, we're catching napkins all over the place, we're anticipating our wife's needs, she's anticipating our needs, we can't hardly get out of each other's way, we so in love. What happens after about a year, 2 years, 3 years? If we're not careful, somebody done thrown some water on this relationship. The enemy has been working to get a wedge between me and my wife, me and my children, me and my family, my friends, God and myself. That's what the enemy has been doing, right? And we think it's just humanity. No, the enemy is in that. He wants to destroy that. And what fixes that is what? Love. You're right. All right, so I'm going to try to bring this out. I want us to go to Deuteronomy 6 and 5. If you beat me to it, go ahead and read it. I'm so wound up, I don't know if I can be able to find anything. But if I beat you to it, I'll read it. But Deuteronomy 6 and 5 is what we need.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with
Amen. Amen.
And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children.
Amen.
And shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house.
Amen.
And when thou walkest by the way.
Amen.
And when thou liest down, and when thou risest up.
Amen.
And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand.
Yes.
And they shall be as prophets between thy eyes.
Amen.
And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house.
Amen. 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 From way back then. See? See, the thing is, God has always loved you and I. That ain't in question at all. That's not in question at all. But you and I, we have the choice to love him back or not. Now, a lot of people, now you correct me if I'm wrong, you stop me when I'm wrong. If we're not careful, we're doing all the stuff. Oh, we're good at doing the stuff. We're awesome at doing the stuff. Praise the Lord. Amen. But if we're honest with ourselves, because love is honest too, isn't it? Love don't let you be dishonest. If we got dishonesty in a loving relationship, we have problems, do we not? Now we got trust issues, see? Something going on. We're going to have to deal. Stop. Hold the phone. Stop the presses. We're going to have to deal with this right now before we can move forward. Right? But if we're honest with ourselves, if we're not careful, we don't have what it is that we need. Do we love the Lord with all our heart? All our souls, all our minds, all our strength? And is that enough? Even if we do, is that enough? Can I love him some more? Is God going to be upset with me if I seek him? Listen, it is God that worketh in us both to and to of his good pleasure, right? So in other words, I can get more love if I ain't got enough. God ain't telling us to do the impossible. What he's saying is, if you don't have enough, come to me, I'll give you some more. I'll show you, if I haven't done enough for you, I'll do even more for you. God does that because he loves us and he wants us to love him back. It doesn't matter your situation and circumstance of life. God really does love you and I. But we'll miss out on all that benefit. So you got a relationship where the husband, he still loves the wife, but the wife don't love the husband. Is there much benefit in that? Not like it should be, am I right? You can say it. It's true. We know it. Or vice versa. In any relationship, it's difficult for one person to have all the love and the other person has let their love grow cold. So that's what's happening in the hearts and the minds of some Christians. God still loves them as much as he always did, even more. But for some reason or another, something has come in and has begun to cause the love to start running cold. And then now, because I feel like I know I'm going to be lost if I don't. You see? So now I'm doing things out of obligation. I'm doing things because I have to, not because I want to. I'm doing things because if I don't do them, then God's going to get me. That's the mentality. God doesn't want that. God does not want that. God wants us to serve him because we love him, serve him with a pure heart, and we will be blessed because of that. All right. Let's go to Mark 7 and 5 and verse 6. Mark 7, 5, verse 6. All right. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, "Why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands?" He answered and said unto them, "Well hath Esaias prophesied of you, hypocrites. As it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Again, the motions. God is not. He wants us to get the benefit of salvation. That's what he wants. He wants us to enjoy salvation. There is joy in the service of the Lord. There really is joy. But we can never know that joy if we don't get to know the Lord, get to be able to appreciate the Lord, and then really love the Lord like we need to. All right. So some of the things that happens is people have the idea, I have to go to church, I have to read, I have to pray, I have to be nice, or I can't be mean. I can't go and do this. I can't go and do that. For me, you know, if salvation was like that, I couldn't last like that. Lord, there's got to be something better than that. Because eventually, that's going to wear out. That's going to get tired. That's going to get old. If I approach my relationship with my wife, my children, my friends like that, I have to be nice to you. How long do you think it's going to take before that other person figures out they're just doing this out of obligation? Yes, out of obligation. They don't really, you know, people, God is way smarter than we are. And people can figure out if we just doing it out of obligation. But I thought about devotion. I thought about prayer. I thought about fasting. I thought about worship. I thought about those things in relation to God. If I did those with the idea that, Lord, I really love you and I really care about you, just like I do with my wife or your wife do with your husband. You know what endears a wife to a husband is when she sees a need and anticipates that need and then does something about it without even being asked. Because you know what that lets me know? That lets me know, wait a minute, I didn't even say nothing about this. But she's paying attention to me and she loves me enough and she cares about me enough to see the problem that I'm having and do something about it, even though I didn't ask. What if I took that same mentality and applied it to salvation? Lord, what is it that you want today? Instead of when I get down on my knees, Lord, I need this, and Lord, I need that, and Lord, I need the other. And by the way, I'm going to be saved at the end of the day if you just help me. Instead of, Lord, you've been so good to me. What is it, Lord, what is it that you want out of me today? Where are we going with this? What can I do for you today? How can I be a blessing? How can I be of a help? How can I get closer to you so that when whatever happens in my life, I'm a shining light and example of what you want me to be? Because I appreciate how good you've been to me. It does my heart good to remember what the Lord has bought me from. And then from that, I get to the point in my heart and my mind where, Lord, I know I can't pay the debt, but I got to do something. Let me do something, Lord. What can I do, Lord, for you? How can and don't you know? When I'm in that frame of mind, when I'm approaching my day like that, the problems and the issues of life are much less. They don't have the effect that they would have on me, because I'm so deep in to the Lord, and He's so busy blessing me and helping me. Things still are happening all around me, but they don't have the effect like they would have. Just like two young people when they're in love. The world could be on fire. They wouldn't know it. They're too busy looking at each other. You see? So that's what I want. I want, Lord, help me. I don't want to serve you out of obligation. Lord, I want to go beyond obligation. And I want to love you, and I want to serve you. I want to be what you have me to be, Lord. Why not? He's been good to me. All right, let's go to Proverbs 13 and 15. God is good. And only way we're going to find that out is by spending time with the Lord. And when I say spending time with the Lord, there's a difference between just spending time and then spending quality time. I can spend time with my wife and not pay no attention to her the whole time. And really, I just wasted all that time. We didn't get anything out of that. But if I pay attention to her, she pay attention to me, we spend time one with another, get to know each other a little bit better, that's quality time. God does not just want you going through the motions. Just coming to service, and I'm here, Lord. Aren't you glad I'm here, Lord? You lucky that I'm here, because I could be doing something else. Sometimes that's the way we think about things. And then we expect the Lord to bless that. How can he bless that? How can he bless that? He can't bless that because, again, remember what we talked about originally. The relationship is what's most important. And the reason why is because as he builds that relationship with us, we build that relationship with him, then what is he able to do? He's able to lead and guide me through life all the way to glory. And he's able to use me to be a blessing and a help to somebody else. But I'm never going to get to know that unless I get to know him. And the way that I get to know him is by spending quality time with him. So if I wake up in the morning and I hit my knees for 2 minutes and I say something that I say every morning, it's already rehearsed, I'm probably not getting that quality contact that I need to have. And if I open my Bible and I just close my eyes and just pick a scripture and read it, and these are the sons of Moses. You see what I'm saying? I got to get some quality time. There should be an ongoing dialogue between he and I. Right? So when I go through my day and he touches me and says, okay, this is what I was talking about when I gave you a scripture this morning. This is what I was talking about. And this is what I want you to be looking at. So when I, as a Christian, am going through my day, there is an ongoing dialogue between he and I at all times. And he's able to tap me on the shoulder. He should be able to tap me on the shoulder at any time and say, I got something for you here. Take a look at this. Do you see this? How can you be of a help? How can you be of a blessing in this area? You see what I mean? All right, so 13 and 15 in Proverbs, it says, I want us to look at the second part. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. That scripture applies to this message in this way. If your salvation is hard, then what does that mean? There's something lacking. There's something lacking. If I'm in a relationship and we can't hardly speak peaceably to one another, something is lacking, isn't it? If I can't stand to be around somebody, but we're supposed to be in a relationship, something, that, I'm not saying do away with the relationship. I'm saying figure out what's going on so it can be right. Same way with the Lord. What is going on, Lord? What is going on in my life that's inhibiting me from having a great relationship with you? I know that you, not only do you love me, but you are love personified. You are love. God is love. So we know that. So it ain't a lack of love on your part. So it must be something that's going on with me. Am I conflicted? Do I love the world? Do I love self? Do I love, something is there that's hindering me. What is it that's hindering me? And Lord, whatever you point your finger on, then Lord, I'm on, right now today, I'm on it until we get some help. I'm going to get it right, Lord, by the help of and grace of God. This is how we make heaven. And this is how we get the joy of salvation. Amen. Many people are not saved today because they never got to the joy of salvation portion. I'm not against somebody getting saved because they were scared to go to hell. That's why I got saved. But there's something much more to salvation beyond that. Once we get to know the Lord, once we go through some things with the Lord, you know how it is. Sometimes God allows us to go through difficulty with him and others because when we go through those things, it binds us closer together. Because you didn't abandon me when the things got hard, you didn't give up on me, and I didn't give up on you, and so now we done been through something together, we got a closeness and a bond. Well, same thing with salvation. You're going to come up against something, and it's going to be difficult. And what the Lord is wanting you and I to do is to not out of obligation, but out of love, draw closer to him and let him bring us through those things. And then that's when the light bulb really begins to go on. And we start having a better understanding of who God is and what he feels about us. Not just from the standpoint of what the preacher said or what my mama said or what my spiritual person in my life said, but from a personal experience and basis. That's what God wants. Whew. All right. I have more, but I feel like I don't want to over belabor the point. I'm going to read a couple more scriptures, and the Lord will bless us and help us. I believe that. All right. Let's go to 1 John 4 and 7 and 8. Familiar scripture. Y'all know all about it. I remember in my Christian experience, I would sing songs when I come to church. And I didn't even know what I was singing. Now, don't get me wrong, I was saved. But I didn't really. Bits and pieces of the song rang true to me. But the whole message of the song and the depth of what it's talking about, it was lost on me. Because I hadn't gotten that closeness that I needed to have. Now, I'm not saying I'm closer than anybody else to the Lord. I ain't saying that. But I'm saying When I get up here and say that I'm happy to be in service and that the songs bless me, they really did. And they're saying things to me and they're encouraging me to press the battle on. And you're saying it too, and I know you're in the battle too, so I understand what that means. That's overwhelming sometimes, not with sadness, but with joy, because that's a good thing. All right? So what I'm saying is God will bring us to these points if we allow him to. What happens many times is when we've been in sin for any length of time, we have trust issues. And we bring those trust issues into salvation. What I mean by that is, let me clarify that. I need to say that a different way. We can get saved, but we still need healing from the things that we have gone through. Okay. And don't think for a minute that the enemy doesn't know that. So anytime something gets hard or something doesn't go quite like we had it in our mind, he's right there to play upon those trust issues that we've had in the past. And so we can do this subconsciously without even knowing it. We begin to back up on the Lord a little bit. So the Christian is in the place where they want to live for the Lord, and they know that living for the Lord is right, but they don't feel the same way that they felt before. The love that they have is a little bit dampened and weakened. And so the strength that because of the drawing away, then remember Brother Daryl preached about that being plugged into the power source. And even though you still may be in the power source in the wall, if you pull it out, then the light begins to flicker and lose its power. This is what's happening. So the power that you once had to overcome the enemy, you don't have it. But you know that the devil don't love you, and you know that going back out and sin is not the answer. And you don't know exactly where you're going wrong as far as your relationship with the Lord. What does the Lord tell us to do? In any situation, this scripture applies to you and I. Casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Another scripture that applies to all of these situations. Draw nigh unto, and he will draw nigh unto you. My encouragement to you, if you're in this situation, take those two scriptures and start with that. Lord, I'm not going to back up on you. I may have backed up. I didn't know I was backing up. I didn't know that I had the trust. How do you even deal with a trust issue that you don't know that you have? You see? I don't know what it is, Lord, but I know that my relationship with you is not what it once was. If it was another human being, if it was my wife or my husband or my children or whatever it is, and I'm feeling there's something going on here, what do we do? If we don't do something about it, is it going to get better or worse? It's going to get worse. And we're going to eventually separate and go our ways, even though we may even be in the same house. Okay? So same thing. Don't run away. Get closer. I don't know what I did to do you. What did I do? What am I doing wrong? What can I do to do better? Because I still love you, Lord, and I want to be your friend. You have been a friend to me. Draw nigh to God. Cast your cares on. Lord, I don't know what it is, but I know that I don't want to go back out and sin, and it's too hard to serve you through obligation. This is impossible. It's like climbing up hills both ways. I can't do it. So, Lord, I'm going to need you to show me what's going on, and I'm not going to take no for an answer until you bless and help me. I want to be your friend, Lord, and I want to have a loving relationship with you. All right. 1 John 4 and 7 and 8. Somebody read. Yes.
For love is of God, and
right, so remember I said not only we're talking about our relationship with God, but we're also talking about our relationships one with another. I want us to know that the better my relationship is with God, the better my relationships will be with others. Because he is the one that is love, and he gives us the love. So it is an indicator of where we're at with God if our relationships with those that are around us is not right. We need to make sure that our love for God is like what it needs to be. Are we intact like we need to? Because if we're not intact like we need to, try as we might and as much as we might want to, our love, our human, earthly love, is going to run out. So, God help us. God help us, and he will help us. All right, I want to read another scripture, Psalms 34 and 8. All right. Yes. Yes. All right. So this scripture is going back. I'm just backing up and putting the scripture with the trust issue. Not only are we tasting and seeing that the Lord is good, and blessed is the man that trusts in him. People get saved and they go along, and the enemy from jump is working on undermining you and I trusting God. Okay? So we get the blessing of salvation, but if we're not careful, the enemy can work on those trust issues. So we're just putting the scripture with what we talked about earlier, okay? Moving forward. All right, Matthew 5 and 8. All right, and I'm almost done here. I appreciate your time and your attention. And your prayers. Yes. Yes. Do we have a definition for pure? Pure is not false. Pure also means not mixed or adulterated with any other substance. Okay. So in our quest to be Christians, to be men and women and children of God, there is a definite need for us to seek God for a purity of heart. There's another scripture that talks about the heart being deceitful and wicked. It talks about you can't know it. Our hearts, how can we say this? Our hearts, our minds, you know how it talks about serve the Lord with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. All of these things are intertwined and interconnected. The enemy knows that, and so what he does is he'll attack the spirit, or he'll attack the heart, or he'll attack the mind, or he'll attack the strength. You see what I'm saying? In an attempt to undermine our love for God. You say, well, how does he attack the strength? What about sometimes when there's no explanation for why you're sick, or why you not sick, but you feel bad on Wednesday night and Sunday morning? I don't even know why I'm tired. I slept for 8 hours. And I didn't do nothing all day yesterday, but I am so tired. Repeatedly tired. Traffic is backed up from your front door all the way to the church. Every Sunday and every Wednesday. That's the mind, see? It's going to be traffic. It's going to be busy out there. I better stay in tonight. I'm going to sit down, but I want to leave y'all with this, okay? Think about it this way, and this is what the Lord gave to me, okay? So think about it this way. What if the effort that we put in serving the Lord and loving Him, whatever we put in, that's what God put in? Well, hold on. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I didn't say you had to put in a little effort. I didn't say that. And I'm not saying that. What if it worked like the more love we have for the Lord, the more He showed His love for us? And the less, you know, it's not exactly like that, but it's kind of like that. The devil working on you and you stop coming to church, you're not going to get stronger. You stop reading, you stop praying, you're not going to draw closer to the Lord. He said, draw nigh unto me, I'll draw nigh unto you. Who is the instruction to first? Who is the instruction to first? All right then, we got to do something. He's already, the reason why we're here is because of Him. See, what He did, He's already proved His deal. It's up to us. So what I'm saying is, the move is on you and I. We got to make the move. We got to make the choice. Now, we don't have to be superstars. But what God deals with me on, what God works with me on in my personal life, I'm responsible for that. And every day that I have an opportunity, I got to take that opportunity to get to know Him better. Lord, I want to know you better. I want to draw closer to you today. What can I do today to be a better Christian? God is going to meet that desire. God is going to meet your love with more love. And He's going to bless you and He's going to help you along the way. Again, I appreciate your time and your attention, your prayers for me. The hardest part about preaching is what you preach, you got to live it too. And so I want to live what the Lord gives me. I want to live it because I don't get no passes. I ain't exempt of nothing. So, Lord, I need y'all to pray for me. And I'm going to be praying for myself too because I want to go to heaven too. And I don't want to be like them ones that the Lord used. And for some reason, one or another, they fell off. Went the wrong way. And didn't make it. If nothing else, I got to make it. So y'all pray for me. I want to be what God would have me to be. I will be praying for you. And thank you for your time, your attention, your prayers.